Now, what a strange place to have a wedding if it is in the bedroom. But that would not have seemed strange to anybody in the 15th century in Bruges. The most important piece of furniture in any house was the great bed. It was like the car parked in the drive today. Showed how much money you had, showed how much taste you had. And it was always in the best room in the house. Now, that would normally be on the ground floor, so that when anybody came in to visit the family, the first thing they saw was the great bed. But in this painting, we're upstairs. How do we know this? We've got a window, haven't we? And if you look out of the window, you are looking at the top of a cherry tree. Now, to have a bed of that caliber in an upstairs room, that is so impressive. This just speaks of money, this painting, down to the little oranges which are on the windowsill and on the cabinet there, imported all the way from Seville in Spain, and there was an awful lot of money involved in that as well. The little dog between the figures indicates marital fidelity. And then you notice the shoes kicked off, particularly the ones down here on the left-hand side. These are known as pattens, and they were worn by very wealthy people to keep themselves above the mud in the streets outside. They've been kicked off, so domesticity is very much a part of this. Hers are kicked off under the red settle at the back there. And then you notice, you've got your window, you've got the subtle light coming in the window. The patterns on the left here are in light. Do we know where that light's coming from? There is another window. Can you see it? It's in the mirror. So the reflection of that window in the mirror is actually the one that is casting this light on the bottom left-hand corner into the painting. This is such a sophisticated painting for its time. Now, it's painted in oil. This is the first time we've looked at oil this morning. And oil is such a different medium from tempera because oil takes several days to dry. So you can make mistakes, doesn't matter. And if you don't like something you've done one afternoon, you come in the next morning, change it. There are so many changes in this painting because it's been x-rayed. We know where they are, and one we can actually see. Look at Arnolfini's front foot. There's a shadow round it, and that is the underpainting beginning to appear because the top glazes are deteriorating. It's so old. So obviously Van Eyck's come in, had a look at that, thought, we don't like the position of that foot, so we will just change it. The oil makes you feel the texture of the robes. You can feel the fur. You can feel the velvet. And then look at the little dog with the way his hair particularly rises between the two little ears at the top. You can only do that with oil because you actually put the oil on thick and then you take the wooden end of the brush and you flick it. So there's so much going on here in terms of the evolution of painting.